Chapter 6. The Watchers ask another question. Can you tell us where he has gone, O fairest among women? In what direction should we look? We want to help you discover man. The woman points the way. The Son of Man came down from heaven, is in heaven, and has returned to heaven. He is being nourished by the divine source and is gathering evidence to prove it. He and I are a team, a perfect match, a heaven-born marriage. As he is fed from heaven, so am I. We are truth and love exemplified. Look there. Mankind writes again to the woman. What a delight you are, imbued with incredible beauty and love. We are well pleased. To possess peace is more powerful and charming than all the stars of heaven combined. Your spiritual identity is too much for we who are still earthbound to comprehend. Even so, look at the graceful beauty of your following. Your love-filled smile communicates generosity, strength, and a total lack of prejudice. With the little that we understand, we are twice as happy as we were before. Now, nothing can make us afraid. You nourish us with your sweet intelligence and plant many profound thoughts to make us grow. Knowledge of salvation, which you gained by supreme introspection, shows in your face. Among women, there are abundant choices here on earth, royal, select, and pure. But you are the one, the exalted child of one, Father, Mother, God. Earth's children shall rise and call you blessed. All that see you and understand shall praise you. Manhood observes womanhood. Who is this that first illuminates mankind, making hearts burn as a clear shining love, like the magnitude of the sun, wearing a halo that outshines all the stars? I went to check and see if this woman had borne fruit among mankind, whether the divine idea had taken root and love had become self-propagating. Everywhere I looked, I saw the makings of a generous family, noble, endowed, and royal. Earth's children are calling out to you, and you are helping them. Mankind may ask, what will we see when we look at her? I will answer, she has performed her duties perfectly, as in heaven, so on earth. God is omnipotent, supreme.